Blog Talk Radio.
You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody!
Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We give God the praise this morning. Welcome, 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 everyone, to MCI Ministry Radio. You are on Mount Carmel International Church this morning. Praise God. And you are with the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. I pray that you had a good week. Praise God. And we are just getting ready to lift up the name of Jesus and see how God going to move for us today. Praise God. I tell you, the promises of God. Somebody say the promises of God. Yes, Holy Spirit is so awesome. Amen. In the midst of all that is going on in this world, praise God, he is yet still in control. Praise God. So we thank and praise God for you, you, and you. And thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning because he is worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the praises. Amen. And as the song says, we worship him. Praise God for who he is. Amen. Because he is awesome. He is that God that we read about. He is that God that we pray to. Come on, somebody. It's that God, amen, that gives us breakthrough. This is the God. Oh, come on, somebody. He's the God of all things. Amen. He said hi and looks low upon his people. And he did not hold back his hands on us, amen, because we know that he is an awesome God, and he's doing great things in our lives for today, praise God. Just know, amen, as God was giving me this morning, amen, I know I'm on the radio, praise God, and I know that I'm not there with you, but God lets me know, praise God, distance is not a barrier for us, amen, praise God. Just because I'm here and you are there, amen, don't mean that God ain't moving. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. You know what? Because God says a lot of people are losing hope, losing faith in him, praise God, and he don't want you to lose that what he has already instilled in you. Hallelujah, glory to God. So he's bringing us hope on today, amen. Distance is not a barrier for us, amen. Even when I preach and teach and pray, it's not a barrier, amen. You got to understand that the Holy Spirit is right there with you, amen. He walks with you, he talks with you, glory to God, glory to God. And he ministers to you, praise God, hallelujah. So today, I'm going to pray, amen, and I'm going to get into the word of the Lord, and I'm going to see what the Lord wants to do today for us, amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name, God, because you are God all by yourself. And we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you the glory, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way. Ah, yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, for each and every one, God, that's listening, God, today, Father God, I pray, God, that you will, God, bless them, God. Sprinkle them again, God, with your anointing, God. Lift their spirits, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, God, for a great revival, God, to take place within our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, resurrect anything that's dead on the inside of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we will not lose faith in you, Father God, but we will trust you in all that you do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As you said, Father God, you sit high and you look low upon your people, Lord God. You are guiding us with your eyes, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that we would not get out of alignment, Father God, with you, Father God, that you would take us into that place, oh God. Hallelujah, God, a blessing, God, prosperity, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, for the anointing to break yokes, God, today. Holy Spirit, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, break the yoke of affliction, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God, break the yokes, Father God, of disappointment, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, break the yokes of losing hope, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking that you anoint me afresh today, that I will speak that which you have given me to, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, endow me with your presence, God, even now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you can give, God, on today, God. Now, God, we just say thank you. Thank you for what you're going to do, God. Open up the airways, Lord God. Let this word go out, God, to people that don't even know you, Father God. Let us share the number, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that somebody else will get blessed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to be great revivals, whether it's in the church, God, whether it's on the radio, God. Let us be, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Help us to be, God, who you called us to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that we can evangelize even on the radio, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs a word from you today, God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're using me as a vessel to speak your word today, Lord God. Now, God, let me humble myself, yes, Holy Ghost, that the power of God will rest upon me, God, that I will speak that which you want me to speak, God. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Glory to God. Hello, everybody. Come on, let's give God the praises. We want to thank our God, amen, for you, you, and you. Today, I want to talk about, amen, praise God, there's a miracle on the other side. Somebody shout, amen, praise God. There is a miracle on the other side. And this is for the one that's not losing hope. I don't want you to lose hope in the Lord. Amen. Just because God is still, just because God is quiet, just because God is, oh, come on, somebody. The Holy Ghost is purifying you. Just because God is God all by himself. I don't know who needs this, but he don't want you to lose hope in him. Though you might not see his hand, you can't trace him. Amen. He is there with you all the time. All you got to have the confidence and know that he walks with you, he talks with you, he moves with you. Come on, somebody. And the best thing about it is the Holy Spirit is right there with you on the, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He's living on the inside of you. Why? Because Jesus said, it is expedient for me to go to the Father to send you back the Comforter. So you got a piece of him on the inside. So make sure you nourish him properly. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Feed him well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, don't quench the spirit, y'all. I don't know. Glory to God. Don't quench the spirit of the living God. If he give you something to say, praise God. Hallelujah. You got to say it. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. All right, y'all. Let me get to the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go to 1 Kings. Chapter 18, verses 41 to 46, okay? Let me read it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, then Elijah said to Ahab, go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. So Ahab went to eat and drink. But Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees. Oh, come on, somebody. My, that must have been a mighty prayer. Then he said to his servant, go and look out towards the sea. The servant went and looked, then returned to Elijah and said, I didn't see anything. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, and seven times Elijah told him to go and look. Finally, the seventh time, his servant told him, I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand rising from the sea. Then Elijah shouted, hurry to Ahab and tell him, climb into the chariot and go back home. If you don't hurry, he said, the rain will stop you. And soon the sky was black with clouds. A heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm, and Ahab left quickly for Zeri. Then the Lord gave special strength to Elijah. He tucked his cloak into his belt and ran ahead of Ahab's chariot all the way to the entrance of Zerah. All right, I want to stop there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here, there is a miracle on the other side of you. Come on, somebody. Me and everyone are here today. God wants us to keep believing, pushing forward. The other side of nothing. Come on, somebody, because we sometimes we don't see nothing, but have I not spoken it, the Lord says, and have I not promised you? Am I not a man that I should lie, or the son of man that I should repent? I am not slack concerning my promises. If I said it, it will perform it. Come on, somebody. So God says, be steadfast, be faithful, be obedient. Come on, glory to God. Come on with me this morning, y'all people of God. I have put my angels over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. He said, be encouraged, my children. Be encouraged, for your answer is on the way. Come on, my God, I give you glory. This day your promise has been released, amen, in the atmosphere that God wants to do in your life, praise God. But you got to believe and not lose hope. God said, be steadfast, be faithful, be obedient to the word of the Lord, amen, praise God, hallelujah. God will cause your cup to run over today, praise God, hallelujah. How many believe that, amen? Just raise your hands up before the Lord today, praise God. I'm not where you're at right now, but I believe God, and I'm raising my hands because why? God is going to do something, and he said, your cup shall run over, praise God, hallelujah. We see 1 Kings 18, 41 to 46, that it came to prophecy to speak to someone today that God said the drought is over and the abundance is on the way. Do you believe that today? Glory to God. What have you been going through and suffering over? Amen. Praise God. And what you've been going through, praise God. I hear the sound of the rain, the abundance of the rain, praise God. When I began to get before the Lord on yesterday to begin to do the word today, and God was speaking to me, praise God. He said, no matter what's going on, praise God, in the world today, you got to believe and you got to trust me. Amen. Praise God. Because he is God. He's God, y'all. He's God. He's God. And he can do anything but fail. Praise God. He will keep you in all your ways. Praise God. It's been a long enough. You somebody praise that the Lord Shanda. Say it's been long enough. And we have suffered long enough, and we have been bound long enough, and we have come on somebody. We have cried and worried long enough. There are some people, praise God, who have never experienced the Holy Ghost miracles, signs and wonders of God. Amen. Praise God. But today, then there are those of us who have experienced these things, and we have been in a drought, praise God, and it feels like God is not moving, praise God, a few days, maybe a few weeks, and maybe never 3.5 years, praise God. But Elijah knew what we must do, amen. He knew, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. He was a man of God, a prophet of God, amen. And we talked about Elijah a lot of times, praise God, but God trusted him with a lot, praise God. Can God trust you, praise God, to believe and trust in him, praise God, because somebody shout right there, praise God, hallelujah. I've been here long enough, but Elijah knew what we must know, and that is that the drought has to be at the beginning, and it has an ending. Somebody said it has a beginning, and it has an ending, praise God, in your life, praise God. Yes, somebody shout, it won't always be dry. Come on, somebody. See, I'm looking through the eyes of faith today, and I believe and I trust God with all my heart, all my mind, and all my soul, amen, that something is getting ready to change in our lives, and it won't always be dusty, and it all
Oh, come on, somebody. It always won't be barren in your life. Praise God. Somebody say, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Glory to God. And what God said, he will direct your path. It don't over my shoulder. It all, oh my God, I give it glory. It won't be dusty and barren always, my God. It won't always be dead. My situation, you got to talk to God. My situation won't always be like this. Come on, if you trust God with your life. See, I had to get to a point in my life, praise God, glory to God, that when God take us through some serious storm, praise God, in our lives, praise God, and you got to get to the point, praise God, when you just surrender everything to the Lord, amen, praise God. It got to a point, amen, God. I said, you know what, God, I raise, I stretch my hands to thee, oh God. Knowing that, God, I cannot do this by myself. God, I can't do this by myself. I kept repeating it over and over. I can't do this by myself, Lord. I need the hand of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And I know that some of you, praise God, hallelujah, gotten to a place right now in your life. Said, Lord, if you don't do it, it won't get done. God, if you don't open the door, it won't open. God, if you don't give me the job, God, I won't get it. God, if my children, glory to God, are acting up, God, only you can fix it, God. If my spouse is acting up, God, only you can fix it, God. You got to get to the point where, God, when you mean business with the Holy Ghost and the, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, you got to get to the place in your life that you trust God to the point to your next step. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, it won't always be like this. God has a front that is going to move into your house. God has moisture that is going to move into the building and permeate that which has been dusty and dry in your life, praise God. Somebody say, I'm waiting for the rain to come, praise God. I hear the sound of the rain coming in my life. You got to get to the point, because the rain is the blessings of God. And I pray today that the blessings of God will overtake you, overshadow you, undergird you. Listen here, praise God. God says, distance is not a barrier, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Hear. And that which is barren and destined is going to bloom again and blossom. Somebody shout glory to God. Give God the praises. Amen. This is the same God that we read about, y'all. Come on. I'm talking to somebody. This is the same God. Amen. Glory to God that penned the Bible. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. This is the same God, headquartered of Oshanda. Yes, Holy Spirit, that the stars are in the sky and they have not fallen from the sky. This is the same God that put the sun right there. This is the same God that opened up the Red Sea. This is the same God that delivered Egypt. Come on, the Oshanda in the hand. Come on, in the Israel. Praise God. This is the same God. Oh, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that has brought you out one time or another and delivered you one time or another. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. This is the same God, y'all. Come on, my God, I give it glory. God is going to do those things. The river is going to flow again. The wind is going to blow in your life, and the presence of God is going to move in your drought. Somebody say, God is getting ready to move in my drought. It won't always be like this. Amen. Praise God. Some of you, praise God, are just making it. Some of you, praise God, yes, you got a little much, but praise God, hallelujah, but there is some things that you still need from the Lord. God don't want you to give up hope. Praise God, hallelujah, because sometimes he has to take us this way, praise God, in order to get us to say, you know what, God, I surrender all to you, praise God. I surrender my finances. I surrender my job. So you got to get to the point where you start surrendering things to God and mean it from your heart. From your heart, yes, Holy Spirit. Elijah, come on, he says, prophet said, I hear the sound. I hear the sound. Somebody shout right there, I hear the sound. Elijah said, it's not a sprinkle. Come on, somebody. somebody. It's not just a little shower. It is an abundance. In other words, it's going to rain in our lives. Amen. Right now, there is nothing. But on the other side, I hear something. A man or a woman of God who is in tune with the heaven. Come on, somebody. Get in tune with God. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Walk with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Yes, God. Glory to God. When the devil says, I'm going to destroy you, praise God, you will die in this drought, there is something within you that will rise up and say, I don't think so, devil. Come on, you got to talk back to that thing. Amen. Praise God. With the help of the Holy Ghost, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. It is going to rain again. I'm coming out. I'm coming up. God is going to deliver me. I will praise him. You got to speak over your life. Somebody say, speak over your life. Speak over your life according to the text. The prophet is the only one that heard it. Not, come on, somebody. Not the king. Not the servant. Elijah was in tune with God. Elijah had a word from God, and no one around him could hear or understand. Are we in that place that we can hear from God? Hallelujah. What is the Lord saying in this hour to us? What is God trying to tell us in this hour? Amen. Praise God. Somebody shout right there. Praise God. I had to get in tune with the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, that God can feed me from heaven. Praise God. Is there anybody in the out there who can hear God, the word from God? And no one in the world can understand it. No one can feel it or comprehend what God has spoken to you. They think you are crazy sometimes because how God speaks to you and how God deals with you. But if they only knew who God was, come on, somebody. It's one thing to talk about him, but to know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. We don't know everything, but praise God, God give us a little glimpse into his light. Praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God. If God can find someone who will put their ear to the ground, someone to listen, he said, I will send it. Ahab, get ready. Come on, somebody say, Ahab, get ready. The rain is coming. Prepare yourself, servant. Can you hear it? Say of the Lord. No, there's people in your lives, come on, in life that cannot go where you are going. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We try to take everybody with us, but they can't go where God wants to send you. Hallelujah. They have not heard what you have heard. They are not there where you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are not cut out for the job. God said the kingdom suffer violence, but the violence take it by force. There are people in your life that are so jealous and envious, praise God, and don't want you to see and don't want you to prosper. But I prophesy to you today that not everyone can go where you're going and where God is taking you. Oh, come on, somebody. You wonder why that relationship ended suddenly. It is because God was trying to separate you from the one that don't want to share in the vision that God has given you. Praise God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. He don't want nothing to stop what he's doing. As long as you are beat down and broke, praise God. And ha, yes, Holy Spirit, that's where they want you at. I don't have the problem with you, but ha, glory to God. But if you ever get up and prosper, your friends will go and you will find that they will go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all talk to me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. A lot of times, praise God, long as we're suffering, praise God, and doing bad, praise God, everybody's happy. But when God begins to bless you and pour the oil from heaven on you, praise God, all your friends will scatter, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If you got one that stick with you, that's a blessing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But even in that, praise God, we have to be careful to keep our enemies close to us, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I don't have a problem with you when you are sick and poor, but if God put a stamp of approval on you, praise God, I got a problem, praise God. That's why God said, oh, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, he said. Then the Bible says Elijah tells the servant to go and look again. Come on, somebody. My God, I give the glory. The servant came back and said, there is nothing. I don't see nothing. I don't hear nothing. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Well, I know that I heard rain. That's what Elijah said. I know I heard the rain. Praise God. Oh, come on, somebody. Say Elijah's in tune with God, and God wants us to get in tune with him. Put your face to the floor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Elijah, glory to God. When he began to pray, he went before the Lord. He kneeled. He put his knees. Come on, somebody. Face between his knees. He began to cry out to God. Go again, he said, and come back. And I see nothing, he said. Praise God. Sometimes you might don't see nothing, praise God, but you got to keep going back. Somebody say, keep going to the Lord. Oh, my, 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 my. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody say, keep on going to the Lord. He won't fail you, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, there's a blessing on the other side of through. Praise God. There's a blessing coming your way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are coming out of that slump. Praise God. God is delivering his people. Praise God. He wants the best for them. If he got to drag us through the mud to get us there, praise God, because his word will not turn back void. Amen. It shall accomplish that what it sent out to do. Praise God. I'm going to go to a song, y'all. Praise God. I'll be right back. Praise God. Keep praising them. Keep praising them because you're not going to lose hope. You're not going to lose hope. You're going to stay in faith. Somebody say, stay in faith, because God will make a way.
Come on, Father, help me see.
right, all right, all right. There is a change coming, y'all. Hallelujah. In your spirit, in your mind, change is coming your way. Come on, let's give God the glory today. Hallelujah. Everything has an ending. Come on, a beginning and the end. It won't always be like this. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God the praises, y'all. Let's shout for the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him the praise before we get back in the Word. Come on, shout with the Lord. Come on, let's give God the glory. Give God the glory. Let's give God the glory. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, praise God, but I give God the glory because I know change is coming. Change is coming. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. He came back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The servant came back, and I see nothing. And praise God. And I can see the devil begin to play with the mind. Amen. That's how he does. Praise God. He get all up in the mind. Get all up in there. Praise God. Hallelujah. He began to speak. Praise God. And some worse than others. Praise God. So I speak to the mind. Be thy healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Heal the minds of your people, God. Hallelujah. Let the enemy be scattered, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He plays with the mind. He tells you, praise God, God ain't going to do this. God ain't doing that. God ain't doing. And then he sends people to tell you, God ain't going to do this. God ain't doing that. God ain't, oh, come on, he ain't going to bless you, praise God. That's the devil's assignment. God said, I want to bless you. I want to bless you in abundance, praise God. Hallelujah. That's the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you already told the king is going to reign, and now there is nothing, praise God, hallelujah. I can imagine the servant, praise God, because only Elijah heard the word, amen. Only Elijah heard the word and the sound of the rain, and did you not really hear from God? Praise God, glory to God. That's the first thing they tell you, praise God. Did you really hear from God? You better go and tell him you missed it, praise God, hallelujah. That's the enemy. He'll have you messed up, praise God, hallelujah. Tell him you missed it. God ain't say that. Now you told them, praise God, you were blessed. Then here, look here. Then you hear you were borrowing $20 from somebody, praise God. You done told somebody. Now you told them you were healed, and come on, somebody, here you are back to the doctor, praise God, for someone shout, ah, come on, somebody shout right now, praise God. Shut up, devil, praise God, because God is in full control, praise God. What did Elijah do? Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Did he fall out? Did he pout? Did he kick up against the dirt? Praise God. Did he go ahead and throw himself? Amen. A good old tantrum. Amen. Praise God. He didn't do that. Praise God. No. He came to prophesy to someone. Amen. Praise God. And I prophesy to you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. To someone that God has a word. Amen. Praise God. And the word is from God, and haven't seen anything yet. Go ahead and keep looking. Come on, somebody, keep looking. You're about to see a change in your life. Praise God. And I'm telling you, it's going to be spontaneous, instant miracles. Come on, somebody. Glory. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Instant miracles. Suddenly turnarounds. Come on, divine intervention in our lives. Praise God. We get in a drought. We can get close to God, and that's what God does sometimes. Praise God. We come to the church and we're faithful. And we work for God and we pay our tithes, and yet we see nothing. It's not getting better. No. Are you healed? Come on, somebody. Has your situation changed? Has it changed? Right. All right. Praise God. It's getting worse, and that's what people say. Praise God. I've prayed and prayed and prayed, and it seems like it's getting worse. You go to church and pray. Praise God, and get another preacher. Preachers ain't preaching nothing. Praise God. I've been there before. Praise God. I want to get up and go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because my situation was so bad. Praise God. Hallelujah. Singing. They ain't singing nothing. Praise God. Now I paid my tithes, and I took the envelopes and I paid them. I come on, somebody. Glory to God. I'm talking to somebody today. Praise God. I came every night for revival. And we talk about those things. We tell God everything that we did. Amen. I obeyed what you said to do. Praise God, and I see nothing happening. But let me prophesy to someone right here today. Praise God,
Hallelujah. Be not weary. Be not weary and well doing. Praise God. You're about to reap this thing. Praise God. This is your due season. Hold on. Amen. Praise God. I'm preaching to somebody who has set faith to the hilltop. Holy Spirit. I'm talking to somebody, praise God, that set faith to the hilltop. What do you see, faith? Come on, somebody. What do you see, faith? I see nothing. Come on, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't see, praise. I don't see it. I don't hear it. I don't smell it. Come on. You pray again and there is nothing, praise God. Six times you send faith up to the mountain, yet there is nothing, nothing, nothing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. Praise God, because you're not singing nothing right now. Praise God. People of God, that is a long trip back. Amen. Hallelujah. That mountain when faith and your faith has been dashed against the rocks and nothing. Amen. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. On those first six trips, the servant may have wondered, why in the world do I have to keep this up? How long will it last? How many more times can I make this trip and come back disappointed? I'm talking to somebody that's disappointed today. Glory to God. Glory to God. But God said that. Come on. Come on. Yes, Holy Spirit. But God said, they that wait upon the Lord, come on, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. Glory to God. So go ahead. Oh, somebody, send your faith to the mountain one more time. On the other side of nothing, there is something. On the other side of disappointment, hallelujah, glory to God, and struggle, God has a blessing. On the other side of pain, there is healing. On the other side of broken heart is a whole person. On the other side of bankruptcy, God has prosperity. On the other side of nothing, God has something. You can't see it yet, but faith, faith, faith. Somebody shout faith. Faith won't let you quit. Come on, somebody. Faith ain't going to let you quit. Somebody say, faith ain't going to let me quit. I'm going to keep going up to that mountaintop. Glory to God, because I know, praise God, there is a sound of abundance of rain that's coming in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just as Abraham was taking Isaac up to the mountain, I've been through the storms and the rain, but I have made it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I know it seems like you are going to die in the dry place, but you're not going to die. God is getting ready to move you into your place. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy says, if I can get them to walk away empty. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, I thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. The enemy says, if I can get them to walk away empty, handed, come on, somebody, enough times they will give up, but go up to the mountain the seventh time. God has a miracle for you on the other side of nothing. And the Bible says, yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Do not get comfortable in the valley. Somebody shout right there. Don't get comfortable in the valley. Do not buy any furniture, because you're not intended to be there long. You're not going to stay there long. Praise God. Don't get comfortable. Don't buy no furniture in the valley. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I know that. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know that maybe all you see is a valley. All you see is a valley and a storm. But God said, look again. Stretch your faith one more time. Give him one more seed. Give him one more praise. Give him one more shout. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're not created to be defeated. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. But we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, people of God. Do not get scared of the enemy. He is the greatest. Come on, somebody. Don't get scared. Somebody said, don't get scared. Don't get scared of the enemy. He is the greatest testimony that you are right track. When he tried to get you out of that place, that means that something big is getting ready to happen. And I don't want you to go, I don't want you to give up, praise God, and go the way that he wants you to go. That because God is getting ready to do something spectacular in your life. And his assignment, amen, to get you to be scattered. But I hear the Holy Ghost today, he's gathering his people. He's raising them up, saith the Lord thy God. He's blessing his people. Right in front of their enemies. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your cup is going to run over your old shot. The oil of God is going to run down, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Within your life, saith the Lord thy God. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Yes, God. I thank you for it, God. Because we are blessed on the other side of through. Come on, somebody. Don't give up. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You are on the brink of your miracle. He said, God, anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over. The Bible says, amen, the earth shook and the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plenteous of rain, whereby thou didst yes, Holy Spirit, confirm thy inheritance. Glory to God, glory to God. When it was weary, come on, somebody, thou congregation has dwelt therein. Thou, O God, has prepared of thy goodness for the poor. Come on, somebody, I know you are weary. It is time, it is time, it is time for the overflow. Somebody shout right there. It is time for the overflow of God. God said, this is what you are praying for. This is what you are worshiping for. This is what you are seeking my face for. This is what you are sowing for. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to know who I am, to be in my presence. God wants somebody, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, to put your face to the floor. Glory to God, glory to God, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for your life. Praise God. Somebody said, there's a blessing on the other side of my through. Come on, somebody. I might not see the blessing coming. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But the servant kept going back. He said, I know what I'm hearing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Nobody knew what Elijah heard. But it took faith to keep going. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He said, all I see is a man's hand, a small man's hand, like a something like a man's hand. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Coming up. Praise God. But that's the hand of God that's moving in your life, people of God. I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost today, praise God. Yes, God, I thank you that God is moving by his Holy Spirit. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, no matter what the devil tell you, God says, I have sealed you with the blessings and approval from God. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but there is no distance and there is no barrier between you and God, and there's no distance and there is no barrier between me and you, speaking, yes, Holy Ghost. And God speaks through me today to send a blessing to your house, to send a blessing to your bosom, to send a blessing to your children, to send a blessing to your ministry, to send a blessing to your finances. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. God has given me the authority to bless. And he told me to bless his people. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You are destined for miracles. I'm hearing you, God. I thank you for it right now, God. And you know what, y'all? Praise God. Sometimes we have to be still in the Lord. We have to wait on him. Be not weary in the well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. This is your due season, saith the Lord thy God. Somebody received the rain today. Come on, my God, I give you glory. And sometimes, praise God, even the weatherman don't know sometimes. Hallelujah, glory to God. They can't even see the rain, praise God. But all of a sudden, the rain will slow down. And there wasn't nothing in the far for rain, praise God. But I prophesy to you today by the power of the Holy Ghost that you shall see the rain in your life, praise God. Everything that's on you, that yokes are breaking off of you right now in the name of Jesus. God, yes, Holy Ghost, yokes of disappointment, break off of them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, do it for their glory, God. Do it for your glory, God. Move body power in their lives, God. Let them see you, God, in all that they do, Father God. Walk with them, talk with them, God. Oh, God, breathe on them today, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we thank our God today. We thank our God as I get ready to close. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Keep on saying it as we glory to God. I want you to keep God. Yes, God, I hear you, God. God said, keep on saying it. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. He said, not the sprinkle. It wasn't a little sprinkle, praise God. It wasn't none of that. It was the abundance of rain that came, and they needed the rain in that hour. Amen. Praise God. May God bless you with what is truly essential in your life: good health, peace of mind, fortune, love, prosperity, and happiness. May God bless everything you lay your hands on and take you to places where favor is at, praise God. Will God surround you, praise God, hallelujah, and your family. May he grant you abundance of grace and, and everything that you do, everything that you put your hands to, glory to God. There is a miracle on the other side of through y'all. Come on, give God the glory. We thank the Lord on today for his word. We give him glory, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Beautiful minute, because I'm hearing the Holy Spirit talk to me. When the enemy tells you go left and God tell you to go right, be obedient to the Spirit of the living God, because the enemy won't try to get you off track. He would try to get you off track because he knows that God has a miracle on the other side. So today, continue to listen to the Spirit of the living God and let God maneuver and bless you in your life. God is going to do it for you. He's going to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that word, Lord. Let us pray. And I'll have a song for you as I leave today. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for coming on today, Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. Sunday morning blessings. Amen. MCI Ministry Radio with no other than the one and only. Amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. I thank God for you. And if you'd like to be a blessing to our ministry, and I just want to say thank you for all the ones that has, you know, been supporting our ministry. Amen. We are in our building stage, and whatever God gives you to do for this ministry, amen, praise God, you can reach me, 302-883-9799. And our Cash App, we do have that. That's $anointed. That's $ANOINTED 222. You may bless our ministry. Amen. We are building. Listen, God has given us some things to do. And if you want to support this ministry, amen, praise God. Nothing is too small and nothing is too big for God. Amen, praise God. Let me pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name. God, I thank you for your word today on the other side of through, Lord. We know that we are going to hear the sound of abundance of rain, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, even now that you will bless each and every one represented here, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will pour out your spirit upon them, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, like never before, God. God, open up our ears that we may hear what the Spirit is saying to us, Father God, in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us not to be weary and well-doing.
morning, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to keep our ears, God, in tune with you, Father God, that we will hear your voice, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, if there's anyone, Lord God, that feel that they're in darkness, Lord God, we pray right now, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, God. Open the eye gates, God. Oh, God, open up the eyes right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said that you shine a light in darkness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your light shine, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God, and be our leader. Be our guider, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we are walking in faith with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, what we do not see right now, we know that you are moving behind the scenes, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we keep going, God, to that mountaintop, Father God, trusting and believing in you, that we know that the abundance will come in our lives, Father God. Bless our children, God. God, bless our ministry. Bless our finances. God, bless our health, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, bless our spouses, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are making a river in a desert place, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will lack nothing, God, and we say thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless each and every family that's represented here, Father God, and we say thank you, we praise you, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion and power. Let a church say amen, amen. Come on, somebody tell God thank you. Tell him thank you today, praise God, because he's going to do this, what he say he's going to do. Hallelujah, glory to God. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, everyone. Happy Sunday to you. Until next time, on next Sunday, amen, praise God. Right now, praise God, pastors in some projects, amen. So I will be back on next Sunday, amen. Pray for the man of God as God lead him, amen, through the journey of what he has for him to do at this hour, amen. Glory to God. I'm talking about the true prayer now. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Bless, 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 pastor. Pastor keeping it real, McNeil, amen, as God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit gives him his projects, and he fulfilled his projects. Amen. God bless you all.
I need now under your
much, Father. You're the King over every plan, and I will be still, know you are God. I will be still, oh God. I'm gonna stay right here. Hey, hey. It's coming. I don't care who you are. 'Cause when the ocean rises and thunders roll, you gotta make up in your mind, I will soar with you above the storm. 'Cause Father, you are King. And I will be still and know you are God. I will be still. I will be still.
Moving almost cost me my relationship with you.